With above-average temperatures expected over the next several days, the city of Delta has launched its Beat the Heat campaign, aimed at educating residents on the risks associated with extreme heat and providing critical information on available resources to stay cool and safe. Early Friday morning, July 5, Environment Canada issued heat warnings for many parts of the province, as well as special weather statements for the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley. Delta residents were warned to expect daytime temperatures in the upper 20s to low 30s and overnight lows in the mid to upper teens lasting into next week, owing to a building ridge of high pressure over the region. A great deal of uncertainty about how long this hot stretch will persist, and it is possible that heat warnings may be required, the statement read. Residents are advised to watch for the effects of heat illness, heavy sweating, rash, cramps, fainting, high body temperature and worsening of some health conditions, to never leave people or pets inside of parked vehicles, and to seek cool places such as tree-shaded areas, swimming pools, showers and baths, or air-conditioned spots like public buildings. The city's extreme heat response plan includes several key components designed to assist and safeguard the community in the event of a Stage 1 heat warning, which is issued when there are two or more consecutive days with forecasted daytime highs of at least 29°C and nighttime lows not less than 16°C. Those components include air-conditioned civic facilities. In North Delta, these include Sun God and North Delta Recreation Centers, located at 7815 112th Street and 1141584th Avenue, respectively. Kennedy Seniors Recreation Center, located at 11760 88th Avenue, and the George Mackey Library, located at 8440 112th Street, A. Beat the Heat, support line, 604-946-3200. Online resources, delta.ca/beat-the-heat and social media updates. In the event of a Stage 2 extreme heat emergency, Stage 1 conditions plus forecasted daily highs increasing day over day for three or consecutive days. Additional resources will include 24-hour cooling centers and transportation services to those locations. Extreme heat events are becoming more frequent and severe due to climate change, Mayor George Harvey said in a press release. It's crucial that our community is well informed and prepared during these events. Delta is committed to providing the necessary resources and support to protect our residents during challenging conditions. Make sure you check in on your friends and neighbors, especially if they are at higher risk during heat-related events. While everyone is at risk for heat-related illness, older adults, infants and young children, those with chronic health conditions and those taking certain medicines are more affected by the heat than others and should take extra care. People are especially at risk during extreme heat events if they do not have access to air conditioning. Delta Fire Chief Guy McKintock highlighted the critical nature of community preparedness, noting that extreme heat poses significant risks, especially to vulnerable populations. By preparing in advance and utilizing the resources provided by the city, we can help ensure the well-being of all residents. We urge all Deltans to take advantage of the support available and to look out for one another during these extreme weather events. In addition to the air-conditioned rec centers and libraries, residents can beat the heat at any of the several outdoor pools and splash parks in the city. In North Delta, these include the outdoor pool at North Delta Recreation Center, 11415 84th Avenue. As well as splash parks at Annieville Lions Park, 9150 112th Street, and the North Delta Social Heart Plaza, 11415 84th Avenue.